names that you might have used for him?
Pansy was also used there. Cocksucker.
Okay. How about a masculine female, not necessarily a homosexual again?
Butch, I think, would be the common term there that would not necessarily, in my opinion, define it as homosexual, but manage.
Okay, like, you know, girls like, they have, young girls, you know, has, well, let's put this
well,
way.
Tomboys, yeah, I mean, that as far as young girls go, but that tomboy, I think, stops by the time they reach 13 or 14.
Then and if they that, continue to have masculine yeah. ways, you would refer to them beyond that as butch?
I think so.
Butchish. Okay, now, all right, how about female homosexuals, and what might they be called?
Lesbian.
Any other school terms you might use?
No, I don't think that I ever referred to a, of course, I guess I was probably 20 years old or older before I realized there was such a thing as a female homosexual. I mean, it was beyond the realm of my conception.
Okay. How about, did you have any terms for ugly women or ugly girls when you were...
Dogs.
Dogs? Any other ones?
No, that was generally it, I think. And you know, the amazing thing is, I don't know if it's because I'm older or not, but when I was in high school, there was about a tenth of the girls in each class who were really stunning, you know, beautiful or attractive or what have you. Two-thirds of them were just so-so, and another almost third of them were just very, very plain or ugly. Today, you go into one of these guys. High school classes, and you look around, and there ain't any of them you won't look at. It's amazing. Must be because I'm getting older.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I taught in secondary school. I think it's just that they're getting more sophisticated younger. They've been able to see media.
They
make
more attention to themselves. No question about it.
There's a lot more people are less rural, and you know, they don't have to work so hard. So. Well, speaking of attractive women, did you have any names for very attractive women, very, you know, that you might refer to them as?
I think the commonly used expressions were, you know, for a real attractive girl at the high school stage was that she was a doll or she was a honey. Beaut.
Okay. How about an ugly boy or an ugly man? Do you ever have any expressions for that? Did I ever ask you that?
No.
Okay.
Most ugly boys in high school ended up with a nickname of either dog face or flop ears. And beyond that, I don't know of any specific term that was applied to them because most boys were considered to be ugly anyhow.
How about a very attractive boy or man? What do you have any names? Someone that everybody looked up to as some kind of an ideal or something.
As far as a general term for one like that, I don't know that we had one. I don't think that high school boys, except for the excessive ugly ones, that they had any common term to designate different stages of attractiveness.
Okay. Now, when you were in high school, what about a person who was all the time in the library reading or all the time had a book? What would you call?
A bookworm.
Bookworm? Okay. And how about a person who constantly sought praise and attention from the teacher? What would you call? Always doing things to get...
Teacher's pet.
Anything else you might call?
Generally, no.
All right, and that was in school. And what about in employment? You know, someone that's all the time trying to, you can tell. That
ass kisser.
Okay. All right, now, do you see a difference between, do you distinguish a difference between